Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You lock the kingdom of heaven before men. You do not enter yourselves, nor do you allow entrance to those trying to enter. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You traverse sea and land to make one convert, and when that happens, you make him a child of Gehenna, twice as much as yourselves. Woe to you blind guides who say, if one swears by the temple, it means nothing, but if one swears by the gold of the temple, one is obligated. Blind fools, which is greater, the gold or the temple that made the gold sacred? And you say, if one swears by the altar, it means nothing, but if one swears by the gift on the altar, one is obligated. You blind ones, which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? One who swears by the altar swears by it and all that is upon it. One who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. One who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who is seated on it." Gospel of the Lord. Just recently, I had a tense conversation with a former student who was talking to me about all the kinds of things that he was going to do because of his, what I call, entitlement. He kept saying to me that he'd done these things, he'd paid his dues, and now he deserved to be successful, he deserved to be happy. And he put his trust in the skills that he had picked up over the years and the opportunities that he had built by being gracious and sometimes professionally smooth. I listened to him and we chatted for a little while, and I thought about it when we finished talking and said to myself, I kind of thought that this entitlement issue was on its way out. But the more I think about that and the more I come across situations like this one conversation, the more clear it is to me that it's not only still here, it's here very much on the uprise. The feeling of entitlement comes from all the investments we've made in very temporal kinds of things, and we expect a kind of supernatural response or a natural behavior on our parts. Pope Francis is speaking about this on and off on a regular basis. If one takes the time to read his daily homilies, it's clear that this is something that he thinks about a great deal and that has some meaning for him. The whole idea that we're in this situation, this environment, where entitlement is something that is more and more proposed to us as a kind of benefit for having done something at one point, whether it's studied something, joined something, said something, did something, whatever it is. And that then entitles us for kind of a peaceful, non-involved existence for the rest of our lives. It makes me think, and I've always felt this way, and sometimes I've spoken about it, that conversion, which is what our Christianity is all about, is not an event on which we then rely for getting ahead in this sense, in this world and even in the next, but rather it's the beginning of a process. Process is something that happens again and again and again. Not many of us have a kind of Pauline conversion where we're knocked off our vantage place and our eyes are opened once and for all so that we give the rest of our lives over to an articulate preaching of the presence of God in our midst. Most of us have a day-to-day responsibility for recognizing the blessing that conversion is for us, and that coming with that blessing is the responsibility to enter in a daily conversion process, day after day after day. It's important for us to realize who we are, what we've been given, and what those gifts call to us to in terms of responsibility. We are asked then to believe, of course, and to accept the teaching of Jesus. And we don't just stop there, but rather we have to translate that sense of gift that we've received into daily acts of love, couched in hope. So the conversion for us is the experience that starts the process. The process then is recognizing the difference between what's really good and what we've judged to be good in terms of human standards, referred to on and off in a symbolic way by these readings. The important issue, for me at least, is that in order for us to really be happy, we need to accept the event, or the events that constitute the beginning of our conversion, not the conversion itself. And then working within the context of those events, that process of ongoing conversion, we work out our salvation day after day, making sure that we, whether we like it or not, whether it's convenient or not, that we open ourselves to acts of love and gratitude, that Jesus speaks to us again and again, and each day that mold takes a different form, a different depth, and sense it a greater beauty, that what we started in that process now becomes a daily event for us, hoping, loving, believing, hoping, loving, believing, on and on. And it isn't something, and even that doesn't entitle us to life after death with Jesus, with God. What it does is entitle us to approach the door, be as close to the door as we possibly can, so that when the moment comes for us to meet our Maker, as we say, we do so in the context of having accepted first that invitation to convert, and then to work that conversion out day after day by letting it change our lives, mold things, so that what we begin to recognize isn't so much the external kinds of things. We don't just recognize the gold, but rather what makes things holy. We recognize what makes things blessed and beautiful, the altar which gives life and meaning to us, the life of Christianity, which gives us a sense of hope and challenge. All of those things together, in a sense, if we were able to embody that process, would find that entitlement is not a word that we use, could ever use, I guess, but at least it's not a word we should use presumptuously or frequently. I am entitled, I'm invited to enter into this process. And when I enter into the process, I'm promised that I'll be graced throughout that process so that I do my best at achieving its goals. At no time can I push a button, say, I made my conversion on a certain date. Now, from now on, everything that happens will happen to my advantage. That to me is the worst kind of entitlement. Rather, what I say is I receive that invitation through a person or through a situation at a certain time, and that invitation was to enter into the life of conversion, into the process of conversion, searching for the truth, offering ourselves in acts of love, continuing to couch that process with hope, but always, again and again, making that act of faith. I recognize I've been called. I recognize I'm being challenged. Recognize I'm being supported in the challenge, and that I'm doing my best to live the challenge. It seems to me that that's a much more like the preaching that Francis is doing on a regular basis. He sees us as in the midst of a process of conversion, and every day there are opportunities for us to enhance that process. So thank you to the Lord for these ideas. Thank you for the good news. Thank you for people like Pope Francis who can remind us again and again how important the process of conversion is and how much it means to us in terms of our own happiness.